Hey there, welcome to the program. It's Gary Zimek, and it's wonderful to be back with you. Made it home from Spokane, Washington late last night, and I am here ready to continue with Total Consecration. Hope your weekend went well. Hope you made out okay without me. Today, of course, is day 29 of our 33-day preparation for Total Consecration to Jesus through Mary. Today, we will look at the profound obedience of Christ. In the second half of the show, we'll look at the daily mass readings for today, which happens to be the memorial of the guardian angel. So you have a guardian angel. He watches over you and keeps you in line, as does my guardian angel. At least he tries. Mine works very hard. All kidding aside, it's a very sad day today. I'm not going to ignore what went on in Las Vegas. I woke up to this news. It's unbelievably shocking. And what I'll tell you is this. I'm going to be writing an article for Catholic Exchange, God willing. I always like to say that because I haven't started it yet, and I've got to get it to them tonight. If it makes it in time, it's probably going to be in, be posted on Tuesday over at CatholicExchange.com. How do we process this? What do we do? I mean, essentially, it's this. God is with us. No matter what, God is with us. God is in charge. God permits evil to happen. To put it quite simply, we need to use our time productively, right? And that doesn't mean sitting in front of the TV or the internet and constantly looking at the news of what's happening in Vegas. All that's going to do is take away your peace. Now, that being said, it's good that we know about what happened because we can pray for all of those who died and for all of those who were injured, and for everyone who was affected. We don't even know how many people are affected by this. That's a productive use of our time. And to remember that Jesus said, in this world you will have many problems, but I tell you this so that you will have peace, because I have overcome the world. The Lord said to us on so many occasions throughout the pages of the Bible, Do not be afraid. And he'll always add to that, why? Because I am with you. No matter what goes on in your life or in the world, the Lord is always with you. I'll use that phrase sometimes to sign off on Spirit in the Morning or on this show, and I'll say, hey, wherever you go, whatever you do, the Lord is with you. Make sure you say hi. I say that to remind you of that fact that gets lost so many times. I just got done this weekend retreat at the Immaculate Heart Retreat Center in Spokane, Washington. And the retreat was dedicated to those who worry, who want to break free from worry with the help of the Lord. And I will tell you, we had multiple healings there. Healings in the sense that people who were crippled with anxiety would go to Jesus in the Eucharist, in confession, in prayer, and were feeling peace that they never felt before. I'm telling you, He is real. So go to Him tonight. Don't waste your time fixating on the negative news and on your news feed and Facebook where people are trying to give this thing political implications. Stop it. You're going to drive yourself crazy. You know, this was evil. People died. Doesn't matter why they died. And trying to prevent it, you'll drive yourself crazy. That's what's happening now. People are trying to think, oh, it's gun control, it's this, it's that, it's more security. It's, you know what? It reminds us that we are not in control. We're not in control of so many things in this life. You will never find peace unless you accept that. As an anxious person, I get this. And I go around and I speak and I write about it constantly because I want people to know that you can be at peace. I want you to know that you can be at peace even in the midst of problems and suffering and tragedy. That's because the supernatural peace of Jesus Christ does not depend on the total absence of conflict in your life. You can have peace and have cancer. You can have peace and have sudden death. It doesn't mean you won't have sadness. It doesn't mean sudden death of a family member. It doesn't mean you won't have sadness. It doesn't mean you won't have grief. It means that you will have peace knowing that the Lord is with you. So I just felt that has to be said. And if this article gets into Catholic Exchange, look for it tomorrow, which will be Wednesday, on CatholicExchange.com. In the meantime, we've got a show to do today, but I wanted to set this up, and we're going to include all those who were affected by this tragedy in our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father God, we come to you today knowing that you love us, knowing that you are always present with us no matter where we go. You are with us. You love us. You are greater than any evil in the world. You are more powerful than anything that can ever happen. And if we recognize this fact, and if we walk with you, and if we constantly turn to you in prayer, we will have peace. Help us with that, Father, because we forget so many times. We lift off the souls of those who died in the Las Vegas shooting. We ask you to have mercy on those souls, and please look with favor on them when they're judged. We ask you, Father, to heal those who are wounded, heal those who are wounded spiritually, any family members, any friends, and any of us who are terrified because of what we just saw. Father, I ask you to use me today to be your messenger, and please open our minds and hearts to be receptive to your message. Help us understand more about the life of your Son, Jesus, as we look at our meditations for today, and help us to continue to get the most out of total consecration. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady Queen of Peace, pray for us. Good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Louis de Montfort, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, reminder, followingthetruth.com is the place to go for any information about me. The Warriors Podcast, podcastforwarriors.com. There is no reason for you to be stuck living a life of a warrior. We can all break free. Let me help you with this. I get it. One of the comments I was getting at this retreat so many times, and look, I'm not a medical professional. I am not a therapist. I'm not a psychologist. I am a lifelong warrior who got to know Jesus Christ and who continues to work very hard at trying to know Christ better each day. I am more peaceful now than I ever have been in my life. And this is not me. This is him. I share this message with as many people as I can because I have grown to love Jesus, and I am amazed at the peace he has given me. And the common complaint that I got from so many people at this conference, at this retreat, people who were undergoing therapy, they were saying that, for one thing, God was not mentioned. That's a problem. The other thing was, they said the therapist, the psychologist, they don't know what it's like. They don't know what I'm going through. They have all these theories. And see, the beauty of what I do is, I get it. I know what it's like to be anxious. I know what it's like to have panic attacks. I know what it's like to be a worrier. But I have discovered Jesus Christ and how powerful he is. So podcastforwarriors.com. Make sure you share that with your friends. It's very much needed in the world today. And followingthetruth.com is my main website. All right. Today we're going to look to Father Hugh Gillespie, Preparation for Total Consecration, according to St. Louis de Montfort, The Profound Obedience of Christ. This topic came up over the weekend at the retreat, and I think it's something we really need to think about. Scripture, Luke chapter 2, verses 51 through 52. This is something we don't often think about. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. This refers to Joseph and Mary finding Jesus in the temple, saying, "Hey, son, why have you put us through this? Don't you know we were concerned about you?" And Jesus said, "How did you not know that I must be in my Father's house?" And then Mary tried to figure this out, and Jesus went with them and was obedient to his earthly mother and his foster father, St. Joseph. St. Louis de Montfort's comments, "Our good master stooped to enclose himself in the womb of the Blessed Virgin, a captive but loving slave, and to make himself subject to her for 30 years. The human mind is bewildered when it reflects seriously upon this conduct of incarnate wisdom. He did not choose to give himself in a direct manner to the human race, though he could easily have done so. Did you catch that? I'm going to read that again. Jesus did not choose to give himself in a direct manner to the human race, though he could easily have done so. That is one of those facts that we often ignore. Why did Jesus come to us through the Blessed Mother? Didn't have to. He chose to come through the Virgin Mary. Thus, he did not come into the world independently of others in the flower of his manhood, but he came as a frail little child, dependent on the care and attention of his mother. Consumed with the desire to give glory to God, his Father, and save the human race, he saw no better or shorter way to do so than by submitting completely to Mary. Catch that? Jesus submitting completely to Mary, being born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Didn't have to do it. Could have come to us in any way, but he did it this way. He did this not just for the first 8, 10, or 15 years of his life like other children, but for 30 years. He gave more glory to God, his Father, during all those years of submission and dependence than he would have given by spending them working miracles, preaching far and wide, and converting all mankind. Otherwise, he would have done these things. Do you ever think about that? Why did Jesus wait until the age of 30 to begin his public ministry, which lasted for 3 years? Why didn't he start at 20? Why didn't he start at 15? All those years he could have been performing miracles and healing people, preaching the good news. Why did he wait? This is what St. Louis wants us to consider today. What immeasurable glory, then, do we give to God when, following the example of Jesus, we submit to Mary? With such a convincing and well-known example before us, can we be so foolish as to believe there is a better and shorter way of giving God glory than by submitting ourselves to Mary, as Jesus did? You know, I don't know what I can really add to this, but essentially, by using these meditations, Father Gillespie is illustrating St. Louis de Montfort's teaching that if we truly want to imitate Christ, and we're all called to imitate Christ, you know, we often compare ourselves to all kinds of people. I want to be like this guy. I want to be like this woman. I should, you know, we should want to be like Jesus. That's our desire. That should be our goal in life, to imitate Jesus. He submitted to Mary. He was obedient to Mary. What better way to show our love for Jesus than by imitating him, by making our total consecration and giving our lives over to the Blessed Mother so that she can in turn lead us more closely to her Son? Some questions from Father Gillespie. Are you an obedient person or rebellious? Are you a person who is faithful or unfaithful? Can you submit yourself to Mary like Jesus and with Jesus? Can you surrender your own will, like Jesus, to comply with the will of God? For some of us, that's not easy. For some of us, it is not easy to surrender our will to the Lord. Essentially, what we're doing with total consecration is just that. We are turning our lives, the fruit of all our good works, over the Blessed Mother. I'm saying, Mom, lead me to Jesus. We're doing just what Jesus did. So, it's getting close. We only have a few days left. And I'm so glad you are still hanging in there with me. This is wonderful. We are ready, very close, to be ready to make our total consecration to Jesus through Mary. So we'll continue to talk about it. We'll continue to spend this week focused on Jesus Christ. And then as we get closer, I'll deal with some of the possible questions or challenges or doubts that may be entering into your mind, because I think it's important to address those, okay? Any questions, Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. Shoot me an email and we can discuss it further. All right, I'm going to take a little break and we will hear from our friend Tony Rossi from the Christophers. After that, we're going to come back and look at the daily Mass readings. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Gary Zimak Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Christopher Minutes, thoughts on making every day count. I'm Tony Rossi. People with Down syndrome are often perceived as having limitations, but perceptions aren't always true. Consider 22-year-old Breanne Burgess from Columbia, South Carolina. At the University of South Carolina, Breanne is studying music and theater. She also assistant teaches at an arts program called Kindermusik that works to instill children with a lifelong love of music. She told WLTX-TV that she's always wanted to express herself in music, and this opportunity has given her the chance. Eventually, she wants to teach full-time. Regarding her challenges, Breanne says, "I always tried hard and I always did my best. No matter what happens, I just keep on going and dust myself off." This message was brought to you by the Christophers. Thanks for listening, and remember that it's better to light one candle than to curse the darkness.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Gary Zimek. Thanks for sticking around for the second half of the program. We're going to look at the daily mass readings. Right now, today, as I said, is the memorial of the guardian angels. You know, a lot of times there's some confusion about guardian angels. What does your guardian angel do? Your guardian angel keeps your rear end in line. How's that for a theological explanation? He does, though. He is here. He is assigned to you. And you don't have to get into the nitty-gritty of it, because that'll drive you crazy. You can start imagining all kinds of things that may or may not be true. But look, guardian angel helps you. You might get an inspiration that you need to pray more. You might get an inspiration that you're doing something wrong. You might get a feeling that you shouldn't get involved with certain people. Who knows if it's the guardian angel or the Blessed Mother or a saint or the Lord or the Holy Spirit. You know, all you know is that there's a reason they all have jobs. You don't necessarily know what they have to know what exactly they're doing, but I think it's comforting to know that you have them. I talk to my guardian angel every morning. I say, "Good morning, guardian angel. Keep me in line today," because I have the tendency to get into trouble, to do or say things that maybe I shouldn't say or do, or maybe to not do things I should be doing. So it's a very good thing. It's a dogmatic belief of the Catholic Church that you have a guardian angel. So just be thankful for that and give a shout out to your guardian angel today. All right, let's look at these mass readings. From the first reading is from the book of Exodus. These are special readings for the feast or the memorial of the guardian angels. Exodus 23, verses 20 through 23. "Thus says the Lord, see, I am sending an angel before you to guard you on the way and bring you to the place I have prepared. Be attentive to him, and heed his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not forgive your sin. My authority resides in him. If you heed his voice and carry out all I tell you, I will be an enemy to your enemies and a foe to your foes. My angel will go before you and bring you to the Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Canaanites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, and I will wipe them out." Now, it sounds a little nasty, doesn't it? A little violent, but you have to remember the Old Testament, written in a different time. People had a different view of God, and the Lord was speaking to them in a way that they can understand. Essentially, what's happening here is Moses is being promised a guardian angel to help him as he's leading the people out of slavery into the promised land. And of course, Moses wasn't the guy that actually led them into the promised land. Moses died, and Joshua was the person who led them into the promised land. But the important thing for us to remember is this divine presence in our lives and in the lives of anybody who has been given a tough mission. And we're all given a tough mission. You and I, we are in this life on earth, on the way to heaven. So easy to get off the main road, you know? Like you're driving somewhere, you got all these distractions, and you get off the road, and sometimes you don't get back on. Picture yourself on the turnpike or on a highway. You're driving along, and you see all kinds of exits for restaurants and stores and things that might get your attention. And sometimes you say, "Wow, that burger joint, that looks really good. I'm going to get off the highway." And in life, sometimes we get off the highway and we never get back on. So the guardian angel, the presence of your guardian angel, helps to be that voice in your ear saying, "All right, we better get back to the main road now," if that's one way to look at it. The psalm is from Responsorial Psalm 91. "The Lord has put angels in charge of you to guard you in all your ways, you who dwell in the shelter of the Most High, who abide in the shadow of the Almighty, say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will rescue you from the snare of the fowler, from the destroying pestilence. With his pinions he will cover you, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His faithfulness is a buckler and shield. You shall not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that roams in darkness, nor the devastating plague at noon. No evil shall befall you, nor shall affliction come near your tent. For to his angels he has given command about you, that they guard you in all your ways. Now, if you're like me, you might look at this and say, no evil. What happened in Vegas? What happened with the various terrorist attacks that we're reading about left and right? What's this protection business? What was happening with the guardian angels of these people who perished in this shooting? When the Lord talks about evil, the ultimate destruction for any of us would be if we, at the end of our life, get sent to hell. It doesn't get any worse than that. Along the way, there will be suffering. In everybody's life, there is suffering. There is suffering in the life of Christ. There was suffering in the life of his mother, all the saints. Anybody who went through life, who goes through life, is going to have to suffer. However, the destruction, the death, this is not the right term, but what I want to say, I was going to say the death of your soul, but souls don't die. Your eternal life is going to be in one of two places. It'll either be heaven or hell. The biggest threat that you have is the loss of your salvation. You have already been redeemed. Jesus did that. You have been redeemed by virtue of what he did on the cross. He suffered and died, rose from the dead. You have been redeemed. In other words, the gates of heaven were open, and there's a room with your name on it. You got a reservation there. You've got a room in the Father's house in heaven. It's there. Because of what Jesus did for you on the cross, it's there. If you get distracted and you get off the main highway and you don't get back, it's possible you never make it to that room. But you go to the place for those who don't make it to heaven. And that's hell. So only two places you will end up when you die, heaven or hell. Purgatory is temporary. You might have to spend a little time getting purified, getting a little bath, getting a shower, getting cleaned up a little bit before you're worthy to get to heaven. But if you're in purgatory, you're going to heaven. You want to try to minimize that, though. You want to try to do what you can in this life to minimize the amount of time you have to spend in purgatory, because it's not going to be fun. Purification is never fun. But we need to remember, what the Lord is saying through these readings is that you have a guardian angel, you have the Lord's presence, you have your Blessed Mother, you have St. Joseph, you got all kinds of saints who are ready to help you to make it to heaven. That's the biggest disaster that can happen to you in this life, if you don't make it to heaven. Doesn't mean you'll never have any suffering. Doesn't mean something bad won't happen to you or a loved one. Again, we look at the life of Jesus. It's hard for us to understand that. But that's why we've got some people preaching what's known as the prosperity gospel. It's a false message. If you stay close to the Lord, you won't have any problems. You'll have lots of money. Well, look at Jesus. We're called to imitate Jesus. Jesus was fully human. And we're called to be like him. Was he rich? Did he have a life free of problems? I mean, that's insane to think that we should be treated any differently. But with all of the help that the Lord gives us, and today we focus on the guardian angels, with the help of our guardian angel, we're going to have an easier time getting to heaven. I mean, it's a really good thing, and we can overcomplicate this message. It's this really simple message, and I'm going to leave it at that. Today's gospel comes from Matthew chapter 18. Beginning in verse 1, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a child over, placed it in their midst, and said, Amen, I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. See that you do not despise one of these little ones. For I say to you that their angels in heaven always look upon the face of my heavenly Father. A reference here, first of all, I mean, this is a really good gospel because it tells us how, what we need to do in order to get to heaven. We need to become like little children. Because what do little children do? They trust. We're cynical. We have better ideas. Oh, that's not going to work. This trust business, God doesn't know. He can't come through for me. That's all Pollyanna stuff. I don't believe in that. And you see, we become very cynical. We become too smart for our own good. But children trust. Oh, we're going to go here, Dad? Okay, sure, I'll go. That's what we're called to do. But we're not called to be childish. We're called to be childlike. And there's a difference there. And the main element that we want to go for is this trust. And trust that the Lord will come through for us, as he said he would. And then Jesus mentions the reason this is chosen, this gospel is chosen for the memorial of the guardian angels, is that he talks about these children, these little ones, having angels in heaven always looking upon the face of my heavenly Father. So the message here for us is that we've got a guardian angel. He's in a good place. He knows what needs to be done with you. He's assigned to you. And again, mine gets a lot of work. Yours might too. So just make sure you thank your guardian angel for his presence in your life. See, a lot of times we think that we have to be good and get to heaven all by ourselves. Well, we don't. Because the Lord knows that we can't do it. That's why we have the sacraments, the Eucharist, confession. That's why we have sacred scripture. That's why we have the angels. That's why we have the Blessed Mother. That's why we have all of the saints, people we can turn to and ask for their help. However, you know the deal. We need to ask. It's all about free will. And instead of fighting that and saying, well, I shouldn't have to ask, stop it. We're told this is the way it works. So go ahead and ask. I mean, really, if you are judged one day, and we're all going to be judged, and you're standing before the Lord, and he said, look, you messed up. Why didn't you ask for help? And remember, at that point, it's too late. You're being judged. Your earthly life is done. So there's no chance to go back and say, all right, let me try it again. No. But what are you going to say? Oh, I'm sorry I messed up, but I didn't feel like I should have had to ask for help. I mean, what would you say if you were the Lord and somebody's telling that to you? I mean, I would say, are you kidding me? So ask for help. Your guardian angel is standing by to help you. The Blessed Mother is standing by to help you. And the Lord is always there for you. You know, make sure you talk to him and say hi, as I always tell you. All right, I'm going to run now. Thanks for listening to the show. You know, I was a little disappointed. Donations were non-existent over the weekend. And I really, you're listening to this Total Consecration. I know you really care if you are able to help me out. The other person is not doing it. If you're able to make a donation to me at followingthetruth.com, just click on donate, click on support, I would be very grateful. Thank you. I'm going to need this in order to keep going forward with my apostolate. The other thing is podcastforwarriors.com. Check it out. If you are a warrior, if you know somebody who is, supporting me through that would be also a big help. And then there's Mystic Monk Coffee. All of these things can be accessed by going to followingthetruth.com and clicking on support. That's all you need to do. All right. Thanks for listening to me as I do these little commercials, but I really need them. So that's why I do them. Not fun, but you know the deal. Hey, God willing, I'm going to be back tomorrow for day 30 of this 33-day preparation period. It's unbelievable, isn't it? We're just about done. Hang in there. I'm going to give you some more pep talks as we go through the week. Whatever you do, don't quit. Remember that you still have the chance to not go through with total consecration on October the 7th, but just continue to keep doing the preparation, keep saying your prayers, keep looking at to the Lord, and remember his obedience as he submitted to Mary. Talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. God bless you. Remember to say hi, not just to the Lord today, but to your guardian angel. See ya. The Gary Zimek Show is a Following the Truth production. Our theme music is Sunshine by Kevin MacLeod. It's licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. Find out more by going to incompetech.com. Thanks again for listening. God bless you.